Can depend on me to keep things. Beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
I She's 16 years old. Her name is Cheryl Mosley.
Thank you so much, Chandler. Now, let's talk about tortoises. Judy, what have we got here? This is great.
Oh, this is Teddy, and he's 80 years old. And
we're 80?
Darling.
He's wonderful.
Kiss my ass. Listen, I'm trying to find this girl, okay? Her name is Cheryl Mosley. She was last seen on Vineland down in North Hollywood. She had on a sweater and a skirt. I'd appreciate it if you contacted me at 468-8492. If you have any...
Thank you, Chandler.
No, shut up, man. If you have any information that leads to the finding of this girl, I'd appreciate it if you contacted me. Yo, hey, if you don't put the camera away, I'll bust your ass, man. Leave the camera on. Cheryl Mosley, Chandler Joe, 24 hours a day, 468-8492. Now you can talk about whatever you want to talk about with the tortoises and whatever. Excuse me.
Thank you. That was Chandler Gerald. Well, hang
on. I want a new duck. One that won't try to bite. One that won't chew a hole in my socks. One that won't quack all night. I want a new duck, one with big webbed feet, one that knows how to wash my car and keep its room real neat, one that won't raid the icebox, one that'll stay in shape, one that's never gonna try to migrate or escape, or I'll tie him up with duct tape. I want a new duck, a mallard I think, one that won't make a mess of my house, or build a nest in the bathroom sink. I want a new duck, one that won't steal a beer, one that won't stick his bill in my mail, one that knows the duck stops here. One that won't drive me crazy, waddling all around, one who'll teach me how to swim and help me not to drown. A swan or a goose, just a drake I can dress real cute, think I'm gonna name him Bruce. I want a new duck, not a quail or an owl, one that won't molt too much, one that won't smell too foul, one that won't beg for breadcrumbs, hanging around all day. You better mind his manners, better do just what I say.
Go long blue. get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. You ain't been blue. No, 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 no. Never been blue till you've had that mood indigo, that feeling that goes stealing down, way down to my shoes. While sit around and sigh, go long blues.
You're doing great, Sally. Now remember, you gotta pace yourself. You got a long way to go before tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can do it, George. I can do it.
All right. Just take it easy. Is there anything I can get you?
Some Play-Doh.
Okay.
No, 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 don't. Get me some bubbles, some real big bubbles.
I'll see what I can do.
Who is it?
Got a pizza here for Mr. Stanley Spadowski.
Pizza? For me?
Oh, boy.
I like peppers. I love anchovies. Because they're real fishy. And sometimes I just like to get a pizza with nothing on it but anchovies. No peppers or olives or onions. Just anchovies. Because they're good.
So, how are we going to kill him?
No, no. Boss just wants us to keep him on ice for a while. Easy.
Hey, wait a minute. You guys aren't from the pizza place.
Best. I saw the world. This is for Irwin, let's take it. Mercury poisoning. No more pretending that the albatross is dying in its nest. The company is crippling me, the worst, trying to ruin the best, the best. Their promotion's so light, they could never ever take it to the real ball game. Maybe they think I'm a pet. Well, I got the loot diseases, I'm breaking out in sweat. You bet, cause I got mercury poisoning. It's fatal and it don't get better. I got mercury poisoning, the best kept secret in the West. The boys and me are getting real well known around the town. But every time I try to split the action, something always rings it down, 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 down. I ate the orange and I don't feel well. For them it's inconvenience for me to tell. The geriatric style think we're freaks. Yeah, they couldn't suck it back to the Greeks. The geeks, action speaks. And I got mercury poisoning. Conspiracy. No, it's just idiocy. Is this a Chinese burn? I got a dinosaur, but a representative. It's got a small brain and refuses to learn and listen. Their promotion's so lame. Tolling hipster in your monopoly stats. You bet, cause I got mercury poisoning. It's fatal and it don't get better. I got mercury poisoning. The best kept secret in the West. We got mercury poisoning. It's fatal and it don't get better. We got mercury poisoning. The best kept secret in the West. Yeah, I'm the best kept secret in the West. The best kept secret in the West.
It's all scratched up! I'll take her with me. I swear I will.
You're tearing me apart. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
potatoes, tomatoes instead, a cup of coffee, and wheat toast.
No substitution.
I'd like a plain omelet, no potatoes on the plate, a cup of coffee, and a side order of wheat toast.
I'm sorry, we don't have any side orders of toast.
You've got bread and a toaster of some kind?
I don't make the rules.
Okay, I'll make it as easy for you as I can. I'd like an omelet, plain, and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No mayonnaise, no butter, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee.
And number two, chicken salad sandwich. Hold the butter, the lettuce, and the mayonnaise, and a cup of coffee. Anything else?
Yeah, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules.
You want me to hold the chicken, huh?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I want you to hold it between your knees.
Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos for these playoffs. Thought we was absent, we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family. Like Ray Day, me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya, bulldogging hoes like them Georgetown Hawkins. Boy, you signed the silly thing, my room is sitting pretty, doing donuts. Why you suckers like them suckers on Ron Titties? Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down, but us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say,
push that force, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna bump and slump with us? We the type of people make the club get crumb. Say, push that force, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna bump and slump with us? We the type of people make the club get crumb.
I met a gypsy and she hit me to some life game. Stimulate then activate the left and right brain. Say baby boy, you only funky at your last cut. You focus on the past, your ass will be your has what. That's one to live by, or either that's one to die to. I try to just throw it at you, determine your own adventure, Andre. Got to a station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kinda sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it. But I'm with you cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming. But examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit. Sand and it's costly, but that's all shit. And I hope I never have to float in that boat. Up Shit's Creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down. When all said and done and we got a new Joe in town. When the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn their crown. But until then,
push that pull, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna walk and slump with us? Be the type of people make the club get crunk. Say, push that pull, everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna walk and slump with us?
extras major right here. You know what I'm saying? Yo, son. Y'all niggas is holding it, man. Straight up, man.
Word, man. I'm glad we got together to do this. You know what I'm talking about?
It's all real.
Everybody, north, south, east, west. You know what I'm saying? We doing this thing right here, straight up for hip-hop.
We handling the earth right now. Y'all niggas don't even know.
For sure.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for us trying to enlighten y'all niggas with all types of flows and flavors, the game wouldn't be the same.
That's right, man. You got to keep it innovative and new, creative. You know what I'm saying?
Doubt.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't want to hear the same old thing over and over.
No doubt. You got to come provocative, nigga. You know what I mean?
Word.
Shit got to be spine tingling with mad styles and crazy, dangerous, I mean, bust your shit open beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yo,
word.
Niggas don't even know, son. Yo, we going to play some funky shit for y'all.
That's right.
Straight up. Pay up, nigga.
From East Point to Shaolin. Y'all better know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hit this Henny.
More on this story when we come back. We'll hear from a zoo official now forced to take a home.
And we're back with the ugly truth, where tonight we're going to be talking about what it is men and women really want in relationships. Now, I've been looking through some books. Smart Women, Foolish Choices. Men Who Love Women Who Hate Them. And women hating men who love women who hate loving men. Huh? Billions and billions wasted on psychobabble bullshit. Now listen up, ladies, because I'm only going to say this once, and it is just three little words. Men are simple. We cannot be trained. All this men are from Venus crap is a waste of your time and money. You want to be a lonely hag? Then that's fine. Keep reading these stupid books. But you want a relationship, and here's how you get one. It's called a Stairmaster. Get on it and get skinny and get some trashy lingerie while you're at it. Because at the end of the day, all we're interested in is looks. And no one falls in love with your personality at first sight. We fall in love with your tits and your ass. And we stick around because of what you're willing to do with them. So you want to win a man over, you don't need 10 steps, you need one. And it's called a blowjob. And don't forget to... Okay, now, let's take the first caller.
How dare you burn those books? They've helped my personal life more than I can say.
What's your boyfriend's name, princess?
Well, I'm not seeing anyone right
now. My point exactly, Shrek. Next caller, you're on the air.
So you're saying that men are incapable of love?
Oh, did I burst your little Harlequin romance bubble? What? Come on.
Well, the only thing you burst is your credibility. Men are completely capable of experiencing love.
Okay, I'll bite. Go on. Who's the guy?
What?
The guy. Mr. Wonderful. The one who's so capable of love. Who is he? What's he like?
He's smart. He's handsome, but he doesn't know it. He's successful, but in a job that means something. He loves red wine, picnics, classical music.
This is a guy in America, right? I mean, you're not calling from Europe or something.
He loves dogs, but he's more of a cat person. He never gets up before you on a Sunday morning.
Wait a second. I get it. You're a lesbian.
What?
Well, you must be. I mean, you just described the perfect woman.
Why are you so threatened by these qualities? Is it perhaps because you don't possess a single one of them and that is the real reason why women aren't interested in you? Hmm?
Okay, I'll give you $100 of my own money to go get this guy and bring him down here. Let me meet him.
Well, he's out there somewhere.
Wait a second. You're not even dating this guy?
No, I'm describing a type. I thought that's what we were doing.
What? You don't even know him? Oh, whoa. Okay, now I get the picture. Hold on. Oh, you're a dog.
What?
Well, you must be. Come on, you heard me. I mean, if you were hot, you would be out breaking some poor schmuck's heart instead of spending all your time fantasizing about Mr. Wonderful. Face it. You're ugly.
I am not ugly.
Well, okay, let me help you out here. You might as well face the fact that you're going to be alone and stop pining away for some fantasy guy you're never going to get.
How can you possibly...
Hey, Lassie, the show's called The Ugly Truth. If you can't face it, don't call. That about wraps it up for this evening. I'm Mike Chadway, reminding you that the truth is never pretty.
Oh.
mind says that I'm just a toy. She wants a man, not just a boy. Oh, Caroline says. Ooh, Caroline says. Caroline says she can't help but be mean or cruel or oh so it seems. Oh, Caroline says. Caroline says, she says she doesn't want a man who leans. Still, she is my dramatic queen. Yeah, she's my does the thing she says. People shouldn't treat others that way. But at first I thought I could take it all. Just like poison in a vial. Hey, she was often very vile. But of course I thought I could take it all. Says that I'm not a man, so she'll go get it, catch as catch can. Oh, Caroline says, yeah, Caroline says. Caroline says, moments in time can't continue to be only mine. Oh, Caroline says, yeah, Caroline says. She's still a German queen. Ooh, she's my queen. Oh, a queen. Hey, baby, she's still my queen.
So that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper. And those three people in Brainerd. And for what? For a little bit of money. There's more to life than a little money, you know. Don't you know that? And here you are. And it's a beautiful day.
I just don't understand it.